This is Dr. Weeks speaking. I don't know what stage of recovery you're at, or if you've made any recovery at all. Whether you're at the stage where nervous symptoms seem so much worse as soon as you put your head on the pillow and can concentrate on them, whether you're so agitated that the thought of facing the night seems impossible, or whether you just want an encouraging talk before you go to bed. But I do know that because you're listening to this recording, you need help to lie peacefully, restfully in bed, and finally to go to sleep. If you've had a disappointing day and could weep at the thought of how you failed, remember, you can practice again tomorrow. That's the beauty of practicing. If you think you failed so often that you'll never succeed, then know that you never will succeed the way you may have been trying. That's obvious. But there's no need to be downhearted. Tomorrow, try the right way. The magic is always there in those little words, loosen and accept. You failed so far because you have not completely accepted. At the moment when you should have accepted, you withdrew. And withdrawal always means failure. Tomorrow, try again, but this time, don't withdraw. Loosen and accept. If you've had a successful day, you may be pleased. But at the same time, worried for fear you won't be as successful tomorrow. Look, recovery doesn't work by each day being as good as or better than the day before. Many difficult days may still have to be lived through until you've finally recovered. And no 2 days will be quite the same. Think of each day as a bead on a string, a separate bead. And at the end of each day, push a bead down the string. Another day passed, another bead counted. Let tomorrow be what it will. And while you lie in bed, don't try to plan the work you have to do tomorrow. Anticipating tomorrow like this only helps to keep you awake. Housewives are particularly given to doing the washing in their imagination the night before. They even bring in the clothes, fold them down, do the ironing, all from the pillow. Try not to do this, although it's very tempting. But it's too agitating. This isn't what the night is for. The night is to rest your body. Even if you can't sleep, you can still rest your body. And if you do it the right way, resting can be almost as good for you as sleeping. I'll show you later how best to rest. If restless agitation is part of your illness, then you'll probably need sleeping pills at this stage. I always sedate agitated patients, especially at night. So don't hesitate, if you are agitated, to have a talk to your doctor, and I'm sure he will probably give you tablets for sleep. You will find that as time passes and the tablets help to calm you, you'll be able to cut down the dose. But you know, when you do begin to do this, you'll probably start to agitate yourself by thinking, I'll never manage without the pills. This is very human. So be prepared when you begin to cut down on tablets to be afraid of not sleeping and consequently for some agitation to return. And don't immediately think, I'll have to go back on the full dose. I'll have to go back on the full dose. Realize that you're now agitating yourself. And that if you accept this self-induced agitation, it will pass after a few days. You may have to go through a week of disturbed sleep before you finally calm down. You may, of course, be playing this recording simply to get yourself into the right frame of mind to face those pillows, to calm yourself enough to get as much peace and rest as possible, and finally to sleep without taking sedation. At this moment, I am aiming only at showing you how to rest. For the moment, we won't even think about sleep. It's a good idea to have a hot bath. This is a great help for many people, but don't wander around the house afterwards. A hot bath has its most soothing effect about a quarter of an hour after having had it, and one should be in bed when this time comes. Also, have light bedclothes. If it's cold weather, warm, but light. You may find that some of the symptoms that have not worried you so much during the day do worry you when you're in bed. So let them all come. None of these strange nervous sensations is important medically. If you lie and let the feelings come and understand that this is simply your body registering your present state of sensitization, the sensations will quieten, or at least you will gradually not notice them. And you will stop noticing them because acceptance dulls the edge of your fear. And because these sensations are part of your present state of sensitization, because this is how you are at the moment, don't work yourself up tonight by fruitlessly trying to switch them off suddenly. It may take some weeks of acceptance before your body desensitizes itself. So why thrash around now searching for a special switch for a sudden ceasefire? Acceptance is the only switch, and although its action is sure, it is not quick. It takes time for desensitization. So let your body play any tune it wants to tonight. If you have any special worry on your mind, it's sure to seem worse in the dark. Worry becomes a headache at night. It may even seem an engulfing wave of terror. It's possible to get some peace by simply switching on the light and seeing the old familiar dressing gown hanging up behind the door, isn't it? So, if you lie in the dark, overcome by anxiety, understand that this is partly due to the dark and partly due to the sensitized state you are in when emotions come too intensely, too quickly. You forget what it feels like to be well, capable, energetic. The worries we think are too heavy to be borne can be faced and coped with when we're well. So don't try to cope with your problems now. Tomorrow is the time to take what has to be taken, to do what has to be done. Don't try to live through tomorrow, tonight. A day is a day, and a night is a night. And tonight is for resting. And now this is how I want you to rest. First, make yourself as comfortable as you can. Then, let your body slump in the bed. Don't hold on. Unclasp your hands. Let them go. Let your feet feel heavy. Let your legs feel heavy. Let your body feel heavy, as if it's charged with lead and is falling through the bed. Then your arms, then your neck, your head. Let your eyelids rest heavily on your eyes. Now do what I do when I can't sleep. Listen. Just lie and listen to outside noises. Lie like that and listen. Just go on quietly like this, and you'll find that you can listen for a little while without thinking as persistently as you have been thinking. Thoughts may come fleetingly, like butterfly wings. Here one moment, gone the next. Let the thoughts flutter. Don't try not to think. Just let the thoughts come, and while you do this, listen. Now, I'm going to stop talking for a little while you practice what I've been telling you. Let your feet go heavy, let your legs, your body, your arms, your head, your eyelids. Now just lie quietly and listen. In the beginning, you'll probably find that although you might relax for a little while, you soon start thinking and begin to get worked up once more. Don't lose heart. Start all over again. Let your feet go heavy, then your legs, then your body, then your arms, then your head, then your eyelids. It doesn't matter if you feel the old nervous symptoms. These are only feelings. They do you no harm. They're not important. Loosen, loosen. Sink into the bed. Let it all happen. Let your body do what it wants to do. But let it be heavy, heavy, and listen. Or if you prefer, you could imagine you're standing on the edge of a bank, looking out to sea. It's evening. The sea is calm. You can hear the soft wash of the waves. See the light fading in the sky. You're looking as far as the eyes can see. Far, far. Away, away. And you're listening to the sound of the sea. Even while you lie like this, there may be moments of flashing agitation, when you feel you want to rush out of bed and race round the house. Difficult though it may seem, lie there and pass through those moments. I promise you that you'll find that even they will pass when you do it this way. That flashing agitation is there because during the day you were tensed, so that sometimes at night the ghost of the daytime tension walks to upset you. Let it walk. Let it flash. Don't get up and run around. You'll never get to sleep walking round the house. If you're hungry, go and eat or drink something. If you're cold, make yourself warm. But then come back and do as I've been telling you. Once more, let your legs go heavy, your body go heavy, your arms, your head, your eyelids. Lie quietly and listen, just listen. When you do this, you're doing all that you could possibly do tonight to help yourself recover. You're doing everything you could possibly do at this time. There's nothing more you should be doing except to make up your mind to try to accept yourself as you find yourself when you wake in the morning. So lie quietly, take it all, accept it all tonight, all the feelings. Lie quietly and listen. This is all you have to do, perhaps, except to switch this off. Good night. Good morning. Now this first talk is a short one, just to help you get out of bed and to be with you while you're dressing. It'll be followed by a longer talk for you to play during the morning, if you have the opportunity. Or maybe, while you're having breakfast, you may choose to play special sections from it. But this first short talk is a getter-upper. Well, another day is here. So what are you going to be afraid of today? If you examine what frightened you yesterday, was it so terrible? If you examine it honestly, you'll find that it was fear added to fear. Let's face it, that's what it was. Your symptoms are the symptoms of fear, and your fear of them keeps them going. That's it in a nutshell. After all, what you went through yesterday didn't kill you, did it? Don't let fear bluff you. The key is still in those words. Loosen and accept. Take a deep breath now. Let it out slowly, and as you let it out, let your tummy muscles sag, loosen. Let your arms go loose at the shoulders. This is the feeling I'm talking about when I mention floating. Take a deep breath, let it out slowly, Now, I want you to go through any fears you might have today in this way. In this way, go through any frightening suggestions you may make to yourself, such as, oh, no, not another day. How am I going to cope with it? Simply take a deep breath. Let it out slowly. Let your tummy muscles go loose, and that's how you're going to cope with it. Any surfer knows that you don't fight the big waves, you go under them. So go under, or float past your fears. Don't fight them. A deep breath, let it out. Let your shoulders sag, and let it all come. Let the wave go over and past. Today, I want you to do something special. I want you to go right through the peak of experience. By that, I mean the climax to any fear that you may have in just that way. Take a deep breath, let it out slowly, and take today and its fears with utter, utter acceptance. Today is one more bead to push along the string, letting time pass. If your body is so tired you feel you can't get out of bed, be cheered. This is only nervous tiredness. As I've explained before, it's the kind of tiredness you'd feel if someone suddenly told you you'd inherited £1 million. You'd go weak all over, wouldn't you? You can get yourself up. You did it yesterday and all the other yesterdays. So, a deep breath and up. And remember, you have only fear of the symptoms of fear to fear. Don't be bluffed by fear. Up and at it, and good luck to you. The longer talk will follow now. Now, this isn't going to be the kind of talk that says, isn't it wonderful to be alive? There is joy in living. There's joy in so many things, and it's there for you too. But first, you may have to get through a period of thinking that there's not much joy anywhere. All you may want to do now is to be able to get up with the courage to face the day. First, I want to make it clear that I'm taking for granted that you've been examined by your doctor and that he's told you that your trouble is nervous, that physically you're sound. A person suffering from nerves must be sure that he or she does not also suffer from some organic illness, something that can be treated medically and thus speed recovery. It is true that nervous depletion alone can make you feel exhausted, so tired that you may think you can hardly drag your body off the bed. And it's difficult to believe that such great tiredness can be caused by nerves. It's difficult to believe this. If you're as exhausted as this, you probably think that there must be something physically wrong with you. However, nervous tiredness can make even a young, healthy person feel as tired as if he were 90 years old. So, if you have confidence in your doctor, and he's definitely assured you that yours is nervous exhaustion, then however tired you may be, understand that nerves really can make you feel this way, and that it doesn't harm you to work through the day. But here again, moderation in all things, and I advise you to take short rests when you feel most tired, if, of course, this is possible. And when you get up and start to move about, if you feel that you can move only slowly, then move slowly, but willingly. By degrees, as the morning passes, your metabolic rate, now that's the rate at which your cells produce energy, will speed up. And you won't feel quite so helpless, so powerless. Sometimes by night, some nervous people, sometimes their metabolic rate has so far recovered and they feel so much better, they want to prolong the evening. Indeed, they dread going to sleep because they know that when they do, the morning will come all too soon and they will once more feel tired, perhaps even depressed. If you feel your worst in the morning, don't judge yourself by how you find yourself now. As I mentioned earlier, Don't be afraid to work today if you feel tired. In other words, try not to worry about how you feel. You'll notice how you feel. Of course you will. Who wouldn't? But when you do notice, try not to be too depressed by it or too discouraged by it. Maybe you're lonely, lack confidence. Perhaps you're even without much hope of getting through the day successfully. But after our talk last night, I hope you're prepared to try to accept the way you feel now, that you're willing to try to get through this day to the best of your ability. This is the way to get through the day at this stage, simply to the best of your ability, but willingly. If you're a housewife, you may be facing a day that doesn't hold much interest, perhaps not even enough interest to do your hair properly. Your body will heal itself, even of apathy and lack of interest, if you will let it. All the time your body is trying to heal itself, to give you a new spirit, fresh heart. And it can do it, if you will let it. So get up, dressed, make a cup of tea, or coffee if you prefer, and try to point the body willingly. But you don't have to crack hardy. You don't have to try to force hope. When you try to force hope, you'll succeed only in being hopeful one minute and despairing the next. Having spurts of hope and despair doesn't help one little bit. If you're truly hopeful, if you feel hope deep within you, that's different. That's good. But don't think you must try to be hopeful. Getting better means taking whatever comes, hope or despair. You can't force hope, because hope won't stay if you do. Hope is a very evanescent feeling to the nervously ill person. It's here at 3 o'clock, and it's gone at 3:01. You don't need that kind of fleeting hope to help you recover. So don't despair if hope goes quickly. However, in time, when you work the way I teach you, hope stops fleeting and becomes an inner feeling of strength. But it takes time for this feeling to become established. In the meantime, you begin to recover on deep understanding. And you start to get this understanding by deciding that you are going to try to do it Dr. Weeks' way today. I'm not saying, wake up, the sun is shining on with a positive feeling of joy in this and joy in that. Hooey. That wouldn't last 2 minutes. I'm saying, this day for you might not be so good. There may not be much energy, much interest, much strength. But try to understand that at this stage, the day probably couldn't be much different. However, you can attack the day differently. If you practice doing what I tell you now, in a month's time, the mornings will be very different, I promise you. So go quietly through the day, accepting all. And when you do it this way, an unknown power within you will be doing the work of healing. You don't have to do the actual healing yourself. You wouldn't know how to. You haven't got quite the uphill job you think, have you? Your body will heal itself if you step out of its way. And you step out of its way by accepting that poor old body as it is today. While you try to accept, be cheered by the knowledge that you're accepting a miracle worker that will move mountains if you give it the chance. And you give it the chance by practicing utter, utter acceptance. Today, simply work to the best of your ability this way. And if you're working at home, sit down when you feel you must. Even lie down when you feel you must. Don't force yourself to work with gritted teeth. But don't lie or sit for too long. Even while you rest, if you rest willingly, and don't worry because you are resting, you are still on the march forward. You must be. Because those unseen forces work all the time as long as you are playing them the willingly tune. They'll go on healing while ever you don't add too much despair and throw them out of gear. Fear to spare frustration. Those are the spanners that get thrown into the works. And of these, the worst is fear. But remember that you cope with fear by accepting it whenever it comes. I've explained this in my books and records so often, haven't I? We all carry fear with us, but the nervously ill person adds second fear. He's afraid of fear, afraid of the sensations fear brings. Don't be bluffed by fear. Panic is a superficial feeling. Even though it may seem overwhelming, consuming, and very deep-seated indeed, it is no more than a superficial electrical discharge, felt mainly at the nerve endings. Panic is only skin deep. It is an electrical discharge, simply an electrical discharge, and as such has a limited strength, even though you may not think so. So why let an electrical discharge, a mechanical thing, spoil your life, when by loosening and accepting it, you actually take your finger off the controlling switch? Here is a letter from a woman who finally made a journey abroad. She said, "I was having a wonderful time, but suddenly one night, as I entered the dining room, I had a terrible feeling of self-consciousness, and it was my favorite dinner, roast turkey. I just couldn't swallow it, so I did the only thing I could think of. I ate the soft vegetables and the dessert and kept repeating, 'Loosen and accept, loosen and accept.' By the time we'd had coffee, I was fine. I had a fantastic holiday." You see, she could have failed at that very moment, but she loosened and accepted fear. And that is what I'm asking you to do today. Of course, if you've felt panic for a long time, it may still give you a good old blast now and then for some time to come. But with your hand off the switch, that is, with acceptance in your heart, the strength of the current will gradually die down. It may take time for panic to cease coming altogether. But as time passes, panic upsets you less and less when you know that you know how to cope with it. You loosen and accept. Now, you are going to give it that chance today, aren't you? Time and acceptance are the answers. So don't judge yourself as you find yourself this morning. Oh, no, give it more time. When you went to bed last night, I asked you only to hope for the courage to accept yourself as you would find yourself this morning, didn't I? So please try to do just that. This is another day, another bead along the string. Do what you have to do to the best of your ability. If you've got to get the children to school or get yourself off to work, plod along and do just that. It won't always be a plod, I promise you. Ordinary life is not very interesting when one is depleted. Ordinary life may never be very interesting for some of us. But if we do things for people we love, it's not such a burden. However, if you're doing things for people you don't love, life can be very difficult. And if you feel this way, do something about it, but not until you're well enough to make sensible plans. It's difficult to make big changes and big decisions when nervously ill, and it's therefore wisest not to make them now, unless they are definitely impeding your recovery. And today, don't be too fussy about your work. At this stage, don't set too high a standard for yourself. Don't demand too much in the way of performance at work. What's more, you don't have to be specially cheerful about it. As long as you do it willingly, the rest will gradually follow. And if loneliness is part of your trouble, don't have the mistaken idea that living alone can send you mental. It can't. I mention this because so many lonely people have written asking this very question. Some people even think that talking to themselves is the first sign. Well, I talk to myself quite frequently, if that's any comfort to you. None of these things matters. It hardly matters what you do, as long as you don't worry because you do it. It's the worry that tires, sensitizes. And even if you're lonely and think you're trying to recover alone, you're not trying to recover alone. Hundreds are playing this record, possibly at this minute. And they'll be trying to follow my teaching with you. So take heart, you have their company. Suppose you're going out to work today. I don't know what work you do, whether it's interesting or not, but I do know that if you tackle your work without worrying about whether it is interesting, the time will come when you'll have the courage, the motivation, the ability to find work you like, because you'll be more poised, more confident within yourself, for having coped with yourself at a time when it was most difficult to cope. And that time, of course, is now. And if there are people at work who upset you, or whom you may fear, cope with them by practicing floating past your reactions to them. By this, I mean try to be detached from your feelings about them. When most upset, take a deep breath, let it out slowly, let your body go loose, and let the shudder pass. Don't be too impressed by how you feel when you contact these people. I know this is difficult to do, but you're specially helped if you have before you the goal of being able to do good work, however you may feel. It's the goal that matters, not the people. And the goal is yours. Don't let anyone rob you of that by letting them get under your skin too much. They're not worth it. But the goal is. As a beginning toward reaching this goal, when you speak, speak up. Don't hang your head and mumble. Get the habit of straightening up and looking people in the face. Look up, speak up. Yes, you can do it. In nervous illness, one tends to be too hangdog, too low-voiced. You think you haven't the confidence to speak up. Forget about confidence. Don't wait for confidence to come. We can all find confidence, even you, if you want it. Lift up your head and speak out, and confidence will follow. You have the power to do this. I know you have it. I've watched too many extremely self-conscious patients gradually learn how to straighten up and speak up. So today, go to work charged with the inspiration to act as I've just taught you. But don't go about it in an aggressive way. Don't force yourself tensely. I want you first to try to unscrew the screws. Loosen, the old loosen and accept. Accept your shyness. Accept your lack of confidence. Don't fight them. Stand up and speak up with them there. However you feel, stand up and speak up. And when you do, you'll be surprised at the confidence that eventually develops within you. So now, at this moment, whether you're man or woman, work outside or inside the home, whatever you do, lift up your head. Take a deep breath, let it out slowly, loosen your body, and start this day willingly with acceptance to the very best of your ability. Take fear with you if you must, but don't let fear bluff you today. Let any nervous sensation come, let it come, but pass through it, through. Loosen and accept it. Utter acceptance today. And we're all batting for you. Maybe I'll be with you again this evening. For today, good luck.